right, Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider from the Denver Post, has been with us all season long. He joins us. He's presented by Rocks Heating and Air. And, Patrick, do I have this right? Five pitchers were used yesterday, starter and four relievers, none of whom were on the opening day roster?
You know, let me think. Yeah, I think you got that right.
Wow.
Yeah, well, look at the starting rotation. I mean, none of the starters, well, except for Sensatella, who's back in the starting rotation. I mean, it's spring training all over again. It's spring training in August, really.
Are you impressed at all with some of these young players that have gotten a chance to play? And I mean, are we looking at some future 2020 Rockies next year?
Well, there's a few. I think Sam Hilliard, who, you know, he hit the home run as in his call-up, two nights ago. I think he's got a chance to maybe be an impact player. I think it's way too early to tell with all these young pitchers, though. And to me, they're getting beat up pretty good. I don't think it's very encouraging. I mean, I know Bud keeps saying, well, you know, it's great that, you know, baptism by fire and all that. And I guess he can't really say anything else. But as I wrote recently, I have huge concerns about the pitching staff next year. You know, I'm sure guys have potential, but that's all it is right now. In my opinion, I don't see things getting better anytime soon because these guys are raw. And the Red Sox are, you know, a really good team and good offense. And you see what happens. They come in and they sock homers. And so I don't know. I don't mean to be so pessimistic, but I just don't see a lot of bright lights right now.
I think the other thing, Patrick, that you always have a tough time evaluating at this time of the year is when you're out of it and there's no real pressure. You know, I mean, I understand there's pressure that you're playing, and you're playing in a professional sport, but there's no real pressure. You're not really playing for anything. How much more difficult is it to evaluate a guy when, you know, you're in lopsided innings and you're getting time?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think for pitchers, you know, Bud Black always says every day is a test. And I think for these guys, there is a lot of pressure, I think, because, you know, they're going against a team like the Red Sox who, you know, they're trying to get back in the wild card hunt. They're the defending World Series champions. You know, and for a lot of these guys, you know, the Wes Parkers and, you know, even Peter Lambert, who will probably be part of the starting rotation, you know, they need to prove themselves now. Because what they do right now counts a lot more, at least in my opinion, certainly than what they're going to do in spring training next year. Because spring training, to me, you know, there's a lot of false hope that emerges because that is really a less of a training ground or proving ground than it is right now. So I think for some of the position players, there might be a little less pressure. Some of the young guys, they can go out there and just, hey, this is my golden opportunity. But I think for the pitchers, this is show and tell time. And so that's my opinion on that.
A frustrated Charlie Blackmon tossed in the bottom of the ninth after a bad strike three call. Have you gotten a sense, because a lot of us get frustrated with the umpiring, are we at some point, and when will it be, are we going to have automatic ball strike zone, electronic strike zone, something like that? Is that day coming?
I think so, but I don't think soon. I mean, the next CBA is due, I think, 2021, and it would have to be, you know, approved by then, and I don't see that happening this quickly. I mean, right now, what they're still testing it in some of the independent minor league systems, but, you know, I think with Charlie last night, I mean, the players complain about the umpires all the time, and I don't blame them. The inconsistency is ridiculous. But I think one of the things that you saw last night, well, two things. One, terrible pitch for a called strike three. Charlie, of course, is kind of at the end of his rope with the team and the losing. And then I guess the third thing would be, and I hear this from players all the time, what bugs them is the way the umpires, on a, particularly on a called strike three, kind of do their own little show. They kind of make a, you know, they did a little emphasis, and it's almost like, yeah, there's strike three. And I think that gets old with players a lot, particularly when the umpire misses it, and then the umpire suddenly becomes the focus. I think that really ticks these guys off. But with Charlie, I think there's a culmination of, you know, all the frustration building and building and building, and finally he just had enough, because that's very unlike Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah, only the, I think the second time, I believe, in his career that he's been tossed out of a game. Patrick, great insight as we turn the page to 2020 already. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post. He's presented by Rox Heating and Air. That's R-O-X, Rox Heating and Air.